With the general election campaign gearing up, so too is the fundraising needed to pay for it. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee said yesterday it has just had its biggest fundraising quarter ever, raising almost $18 million since January.
The Democrats say that overall they have about a $30 million fundraising edge over the Senate Republicans. They'll need the money. The Democrats hold a slim majority in the Senate, but also have many more Senate seats that are up for election this year.
This week, we've been talking about the places here in D.C. where that fundraising takes place. 10 or 20 people, mostly lobbyists, meet a lawmaker in a small conference room or private dining room somewhere in the Capitol. NPR's Andrea Seabrook and Alex Bloomberg from our Planet Money team got the lobbyist perspective on how the fundraiser works and what the money buys.
Typically at these events, there's a person who works for the congressman there, who's collecting the checks. That person is called a fundraiser.
The event is also a fundraiser. Jimmy Williams lobbied for many years for the real estate industry, and he explains what happens after you drop off your check.
You sit around, and you have a conversation with the member who's sitting at the head of the table or in the center of the table, and everyone goes around and says, I'm Jimmy Williams, and I'm the lobbyist for the National Association of Realtors, or whatever it is. And then you go and you say, we care about keeping big, bad, evil banks out of real estate, and we care about the flood insurance program, which is great for coastal communities. But, you know, everybody does that. So the insurance guy, the lobbyist for the insurance industry, he does that. And the lobbyist for the accounting industry, she does that. And by the way, the fundraiser is standing in the room. And the fundraiser has $35,000 in checks sitting in her pocket right now, in her pocketbook. Oh, and we're going to talk about public policy while we take the checks.
And this is the question. How much influence over public policy are those checks having? Jimmy says that most of the time, the check will not buy a vote or an amendment. But, he says, to make your case, to get in front of the lawmaker, you need that check.
People we talked to in the system said everyone understands these rules. You're going to cut checks from your PAC, your political action committee, to get access to the lawmakers. But they tell us the rules are rarely explicit. Although there are times, says Jimmy Williams, like when he took a couple of clients to one congressman's office.
They opened up the door and the chief of staff said, can we talk to just you for 1 second and then we can bring in the two constituents? And I said, sure, absolutely, not a problem. Walk in, they shut the door. The congressman is sitting behind his desk. He stands up, he shakes my hand and says, hey, Jimmy, it's great to see you. And I said, Congressman, it's good to see you too. He said, I've put in two calls to your PAC director and I haven't received any return phone calls. Now, why am I taking this meeting? And I thought to myself, this is great because I've got two of my guys out here that are constituents of this congressman who are now going to come in here and they're going to make an ask of him to support a specific piece of legislation. And what he has done is he has warned me that if I don't take care of what my PAC director isn't doing, which is contributing to his campaign, then he's not going to help my guys.
Jimmy said the minute he left the office, he called his PAC director, and she cut those checks.
Without those checks, Jimmy Williams says, it's a lot harder to get the right people to hear your argument. And how can you influence policy if no one listens to what you have to say? I'm Alex Bloomberg.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
Andrea and Alex worked on their Money in Politics project with This American Life from member station WBEZ.